My name is Paco. I am 10 years old and a fifth grade student from Winchester Thurston School. These are my reflections on interviewing Pilar Fuentes. For my interview with Pilar Fuentes, I learned that I should always be open-minded and try to make the best of things. Pilar Fuentes taught me to expect the best and prepare for the worst, and things might not go your way. Before Pilar Fuentes immigrated to the U.S., she adored her life in Mexico. She had a great childhood. She really enjoyed the holidays in Mexico because even for celebrations that weren't the most important, they still gathered the entire family, which was a lot of people. Pilar was a lawyer in Mexico who worked with her father. She also had two children, and before Pilar came here, she thought everything was perfect in the U.S. And she had visited America as a tourist, but didn't think of living in the U.S. until her husband's company transferred him to Pittsburgh. Although it took a while, Pilar Fuentes eventually became fond of living in the U.S. She was immensely sad when she first came to Pittsburgh. Pilar was lucky that there was a relocation services group hired by her husband's company that helped them get settled. She encountered some friends in Pittsburgh who came here from Mexico. Pilar started to become fond of living in Pittsburgh and loves the trees in Pittsburgh and shopping. She also loves the freedom she has in the U.S. Although when she took her driver's license, she failed it the first time because driving in Mexico is extremely different from driving in the U.S. Pilar still has a house in Mexico and returns there twice a year. She still calls Mexico home. Her earlier perspective of the U.S. changed and she realizes that not everything's perfect here, but she can still be happy in the U.S. Pilar taught me to have hope and always try to look on the bright side of things. Our conversation has changed my perspective of things, and I hope that the next fifth grade gets the same experience with the interview as I did. I hope I will see Pilar again someday.